The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are we doing today, Bill?
Yeah, very good indeed. Thanks, Howard. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, as I say, given the circumstances. It's all my sort of get-out clause just at the end. What's caught your eye over the past seven busy days?
Oh, is there anything but Brexit that's on the minds of everybody listening to this radio just at this moment in time? It has been something of an arm wrestling match this week. And of course, just now, it's still somewhat uncertain as to exactly where we are. There's no clear indication that negotiations will stop, even though there's some talk of that. But when will we know whether we're going to leave with or without a deal? I mean, frankly, I thought earlier, if agreement wasn't reached by the end of this current week, then I thought you had to have the presumptive assumption that there would be a no deal, much against my better wishes. But it's not impossible, even now, for these last-minute compromises to still be unravelled. And if that's the case, I think both sides are going to move heaven and earth if they can to get any agreement ratified. I mean, we're important trading partners, the EU and the UK. And I think both sides fully appreciate that even in a no-deal scenario, you know, at some stage, they're going to have to get back around the table again. December the 31st won't be the last time we talk to each other. And the same issues just won't have gone away. So, you know, it's in the interest of both sides, I think, to address these issues now and try to avoid what will otherwise be, I think, a very significant disruption at the end of the year. I'm hopeful we're going to deal. What that deal will look like, it's still something of a smoke and mirrors issue. It does seem to me that the demands from the EU to be able to punish the United Kingdom once it's a sovereign nation with issues that it doesn't like or thinks is overly competitive seems a dramatic move. And I think the Prime Minister, perhaps, of the UK is right in saying no sovereign nation could accept that. But we'll see. There'll be a compromise somewhere along the line. It's not the end of the world. It's just the beginning of a new one.
Yeah. I'd like to concentrate today on cross-border tax issues because this is all tied in with Brexit, I guess. There must be issues arising from people planning to move from the UK in 2021. But for those who've already established residency here, so how would their tax position be affected by the UK now being outside the EU?
Well, anybody who is choosing to relocate to a country within the European Union from the United Kingdom is going to have to understand and recognise and fully appreciate that they are moving into a tax territory which is different to the UK and that they need advice and guidance on the inner sanctum of those tax rules and regulations, breaking them and breaching them. We all know that ignorance of the law is no excuse. And there are examples, I have to say, of people coming to us where tax returns each year have been made on a consistent basis and really quite honestly and innocently there's been under declaration of their income for one reason or another. The assumption that you had tax deducted in the UK and you don't need to declare it in your new country of residence is wrong. And as a result, many people have found themselves at the wrong end, of the tax authority. What we need to remember, however, is that the tax circumstances between UK nationals and nationals living outside of the UK in a country like Spain, like Portugal, like France, like Malta, where there is a double tax treaty in place, that is what governs the direction of taxes. The UK leaving the European Union will not affect the current position because the double tax treaty isn't affected by the UK's withdrawal from the European Union.
Well, let's move on to something that's already arisen in recent years and affects everyone, irrespective of Brexit. Can you explain what the Common Reporting Standard is and what it's designed to do?
It sounds a rather innocent title, doesn't it? Common Reporting Standard. It just sounds like an innocent little passerby. However, the CRS, as it's known, came into effect about 4 years ago when it was decided amongst a group of early adopters, generally speaking, the OECD nations. They began collecting information on financial accounts which are held by non-residents. So that if you, for example, are living in a European Union country and you have assets located in other territories, there was at the beginning of an information collection system bringing that information outside of your country of residence back into your country of residence so that there could be a consideration for taxation. Now, the first actual transfer of information only took place in 2017 between an initial 49 different jurisdictions, including UK, Spain, France and others within the EU. But today there are over 100 countries that are cooperating. And last year in 2019, that information exchange system shared details on 84 million offshore accounts covering total assets in excess of 10 thousands of billions, 10 trillion euros. So it's a remarkable achievement in a short period of time. Financial institutions have become obligated under the laws that are now in place to report information each year, and that includes banks, the custodians of assets, certain investment entities, insurance companies, trusts, foundations. And beside the basic contact details that have to be provided, the country of tax residence has to be identified and evidenced. You have to have a tax identification number. The focus really is on financial assets that are owned outside your country of residence. That will include investment income, interest, dividends, income from certain insurance contracts, annuity type things, account balances. And if you've made sales, the gross proceeds from the sale of financial assets and real estate would also come into the equation. And this has entirely changed to a state of global transparency, which now enables your local tax office, if you're listening to this programme, to very easily verify whether you have accurately reported your worldwide income on your income and tax, and where relevant, wealth tax too. So it has grown from our beginnings, Howard, 15 or 16 years ago with the European Union Savings Tax Directive, where you and I were both accused of being scaremongers because this was 1984 revisited. We're well into, well beyond 1984. The warning on the wall here is very clear. If they've achieved this much so far, and it's got that many inquiries going on regarding uncollected tax in a world where the tax man has forked out billions to protect us from the impact of the pandemic, I'm sure that we're still looking at the thin end of the wedge and there'll be more to come.
So effectively, it's about governments trying to stop tax evasion and maximising their tax revenue. But what does this mean for individuals?
It is about preventing tax evasion. That is the headline. But of course, when you're fishing for sharks, you often pull into your net hundreds of very innocent minnows. And those minnows have, as I said earlier, perhaps unintentionally, honestly and genuinely, consistently sent their tax return in, but they've been under-declaring. And that, I'm afraid, has caught a lot of individuals who have not paid the amount of tax that was actually due, but in very small amounts. But once the revenue inspector carries out an investigation into your whole affairs, your whole life is unravelled before you. So I strongly suggest that while you are genuinely in the belief that you are making an honest tax return, Blevins Franks, of course, with their advice, would hope that you're not paying one penny more unto Caesar than is due unto Caesar. But the simple fact is, it does a very good job in this quiet period of the year to consider whether you are in a totally whiter than white situation and that you are mitigating your tax liabilities to the extent to which you're not paying one penny more than is due, and to be ensure that as a consequence you aren't afraid of this exchange of information bringing to your door an investigation which will take up the next perhaps 2-3 years of your life and cause all sorts of misery. It just isn't worth it. And frankly, it's been happening frequently because of the Common Reporting Standard. If you are in any doubt, then I think you should be consulting your independent financial advisor.
Well, Bill, what do people need to do these days to avoid falling foul of this exchange of information between governments?
I think, look, I've tried to emphasise, if not by the words, by my tone of voice, that you do have to get this one right. If you're a tax resident in one country and you have assets or you earn income in another, please take extreme care. Whilst the double tax treaty will determine in the final analysis where your tax is actually due, what you don't want to do is to be the victim of what is going on at the moment, which are intensive checks using information technology, computers at the press of a button can soon find out if you've underdeclared, and at that point you are at risk. Take great care. You need to follow the local tax rules. And one of the problems with the local tax rules is that they're usually discussed over dinner parties at some level. And often individuals who are not necessarily qualified have opinions about how you deal with tax. That kind of barrack room lawyer DIY tax planning isn't really sensible. In this term, I think DIY stands for don't involve yourself. Talk to a professional who understands all that there is to understand about the complications of taxation in Spain, about how the interaction with the United Kingdom may pan out in your personal circumstances, so that you're getting absolutely hardline, solid technical advice so that you are not going to breach the rules. Cross-border taxation, if you have assets in one country and you live in another, wherever that happens to be, cross-border taxation is enormously complex. It isn't an easy jigsaw to fit together. Getting it wrong for any reason, as I say, can have serious consequences. I repeat again that ignorance of how it should work is no defence. Remember that old adage, where it comes to taxation, because of the depth and complexity of tax laws, frankly, we don't know, the individual, generally speaking, doesn't know what he doesn't know. Whereas Blevins Frank's job is to make sure that we do know the inner sanctum of these things so that we can keep our clients and those who come to us as clients on the straight and narrow. There are lots of banks, financial advisors, and indeed product providers who are at the moment set to lose their licence to operate in the European Union once the Brexit transition period ends, unless there are changes to the legislation in the short period between now and the end of the year. And I think listeners should be checking with their banks, their financial advisors, the product providers that sell them products. They should be checking with them, are you able to continue to give me the same advice from the 1st of January that you give me now? Because if that is not the case, then you need to be talking to someone who can advise you and give you solid advice after the 1st of January. Blevins Franks, of course, established for over 45 years and frankly always with its centre of attention, both for services and for regulatory standards, located solidly within the European Union, so that whilst there are to be some big changes coming on the 1st of January, there's no earthquake coming the way of Blevins Franks, because we've been prepared for the last 30 years for the possibility this might happen, and even more intensively prepared over the last 3 or 4 years, ready for action whatever the circumstances. We're in place for business from the 1st of January, regulated, supervised, and giving the same advice we've been giving to expatriates for the last 45 years.
Well, how can people here in Spain legitimately limit the tax they pay and still say the right side of the tax rules and the Common Reporting Standard?
I think that is really the raison d'etre. I'm sorry to keep saying Blevins Franks because it sounds monotonous, but that is the raison d'etre of Blevins Franks. Our job is to take a client who seeks advice and ensure that he is paying the minimum amount of tax possible with the maximum amount of protection from any incidents to do with taxation, and at the same time staying absolutely solidly on the right side of the law. Blevins Franks are not here to promote or assist in tax evasion, but we do help and assist with what is commonly called tax avoidance, but it's about tax mitigation. It's about understanding how to position your assets and the structures and services that might be available to you, such that if you hold the assets that you've now got exposed to tax in a different way, that you can reduce your tax liability down to very low numbers, and in some cases, down to zero. That's an exception, but it's possible in some cases. Now, it is a question of talking to and then listening to and agreeing with the advice that Blevins France can provide to ensure that you are properly positioned, absolutely solid on the right side of the law, but paying the minimum amount of tax within that law.
Finally, Bill, I think we should underline the fact that given Brexit, and we're less than 3 weeks from the new year, how Blevins Franks are positioned to operate in the post-Brexit world here in Spain.
Yeah, that's a good point, Howard. I touched on it a moment ago. But, of course, Blevins Franks have been in business for a very long time, and we were and have been regulated by the regulators in a number of European territories throughout our life. The UK, we were regulated in Ireland at one point, in Luxembourg, we were regulated in Spain separately and in France separately. However, Blevins Franks relocated its central back office and its regulatory coverage to the European Union over 20 years ago. And we have 90% of our client base are expatriates living in continental Europe, and we are now operating, as it were, the whole of our business from a huge back office in Malta, well established within the European Union, but also with a relationship with the United Kingdom, where there are services, technical, specialist, tax planning, legal skills that are available to the European Union based business. And from the 1st of January, Blevins Franks have already established that their continuance of regulatory standards will be as it has been for a very long time, at the highest level, regulated entirely and supervised by a government-appointed regulator. So, you know, we're well in position to continue. You'd expect it of us, Howard. You know, we've been doing this for a long time. And frankly, given the 90% of our business, if not more, is within continental Europe, of course, we're ready for whatever happens at the 31st of December and to continue as before from the 1st of January.
Indeed. Well, of course, the website is a great source of information for first contact or for just finding out who your local representative is.
I think it is a good point of contact, but I think in these circumstances where you have even a modest degree of uncertainty that you may not have necessarily completed your tax returns correctly, and where you have some anxiety about making sure it's right, I think it's a point where you can go to the website and check on the office closest to where you live. Give them a call, talk it through. Talk is cheap. In fact, in this case, it's probably free. Make arrangements to go and talk to somebody at the office. A face-to-face is always better. And I'm certain that for a large proportion of the people listening to us, you will find that that one visit will eventually end up saving you significant amounts of taxation. And it may also add other valuable financial benefits to your already existing asset base. And so it's worth a call. BlevinsFranks.com is the website. Give it a try. I'm sure you'll find it a benefit.
Many thanks, Bill. We'll talk again at the same time next week here in Spain.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a great week.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.